This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira. From Ma'adu, my brothers and sisters, we were talking about the belief in the Malaika, belief in the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned to you, the quality of the angels is that they obey without question. So we know from the Quran and Sunnah that the Malaika obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely and totally, and they obey without question, without argument. The Malaika have no say in deciding what should be or should not be done. Their job is to obey and carry out the instructions and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders, which they do without question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this and warns us, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara, alayha malaikatun ghilazun shidadun la ya'suna Allah ma amarahum, وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you believe, ward off, protect yourself, save yourself and your families from a fire, Jahannam, whose fuel is men and stones, over which are appointed stern angels, who are severe and who do not disobey the commands they receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but do that which they are commanded. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the hellfire and to save us from His punishment and from His, from Allah not being pleased with us. The Malaika, it's our belief that the Malaika do not have free will, and they do not take and have no authority to take decisions on their own. We believe in that which has been established in the authentic narrations, the Sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, and in the hadith where Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha reported that Rasulullah ﷺ said, the angels are created from light, from Noor. The jinn were created from a smokeless flame of fire, and Adam alayhi salam was created from that which has been described to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, which is clay. And this is in Sahih Muslim. Subhanallahu wa tawarakallahu ahsanul khaliqeen. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best of creators. Then we have the belief in the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these are all the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us about, and these are those books in their original state. This is very important to understand. So we believe in, for example, the Torah, we believe in the Injil, we believe in the Zabur, we believe in Suhuf Ibrahim, and in general we believe in all the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created and sent down on His Anbiya, on His Messengers, alayhimus salam. And we believe in these books in their original state. We know as a historical fact, for example, that the Zabur, the book that was sent on Dawud alayhi salam, is completely lost. It is no longer available. The Torah is available, but it has been changed, and so also the Injil, which is variously called the Bible or the Gospels. So these are all, so we believe in the original book that was sent, for example, the Torah was sent to Musa alayhi salam, we believe in what Musa alayhi salam received, we believe in what Isa alayhi salam received, which was the Injil, and so on. With respect to the Quran, we know that the Quran has not been changed. Except the Quran, everything else has been changed. The Quran is completely and totally safe, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved it, both in terms of its word as well as in terms of its the sound of it, which is the recitation of it, and the implementation of it in the lives of people, starting from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. So as far as the books of other books are concerned, we do not take anything from them for our guidance, and we do not use them to extract any laws or to do anything with them, except to remind ourselves about what not to do with the Kalam of Allah, which is to try to change it or try to make it compatible with our whims and desires. That is very important, not to fall into that trap. Now, therefore, sometimes you find dawat, may Allah help them and be pleased with them and save them from making mistakes. We find some dawat saying, in the Bible it says this, and in so and so it says this. It doesn't matter what it says, because when you have said, and when we have said, that the book itself has been changed, then we are not going into that book for any reference. Because if the book has been changed, then it has been changed. And to quote something from it, then is like cherry-picking to suit ourselves, where we are saying the book has been changed, but then you pick something from the book and you say, but this is true. Now, if this is true, then it means that maybe there are many other things in the book which are true. Now, this may be so and so on, but what is the guarantee, what is our reference to say that this is true and that is not true? We don't know this. So therefore, we do not take anything from those books. It is obligatory from the Aqidah perspective, from the creed perspective, to have a general belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down books to His prophets and messengers, to His Anbiya and Rusul, in order to give them the law, in order to explain and clarify His rights, and in order to call to Him Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah said, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعْهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. Allah said, indeed, we have sent our messengers with clear proofs and revealed with them the scriptures and the balance, that is justice, meaning the law, that mankind may keep up justice. Not every Nabi came with a complete Sharia. Some Anbiya came with the Sharia, and some Anbiya came to reinforce the Sharia from a previous Nabi. For example, Musa alayhi salam brought the law, and Isa alayhi salam came to confirm the law of Musa alayhi salam and to give the Bashara, to give the glad tidings, to prophesy the coming of the next Nabi, who was the last and final of them, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As far as the Quran is concerned, we believe that this is the last of the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best of them, the most complete of them, and it's obligatory upon everyone to follow it and to judge by it, along with the authentic sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a messenger to all mankind and jinn, and he sent the Quran so that it may be employed to judge between them. To reject anything from the Quran amounts to kufr. So absolutely anything. If somebody rejects one line, one word from the Quran, then this person has committed kufr and this person has left Islam. To disagree with anything which is in the Quran is also to commit kufr. So for example, those people who curse Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, they must refer to the ayat of Surah An-Nur, not 111 of them, which confirm her status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which confirm her virtue, which confirm her the fact that she is that she is and was truthful. And if they curse somebody who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised, then you know what it means, because this is this amounts to kufr. Then we have we know that the Quran is the actual speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Quran, before it is the spoken word, before it is the written word, it is actually the spoken word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this to Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam spoke it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then spoke it to his companions, to his sahaba. He recited the ayat to them. He recited those ayat in salah, and then only it was memorized by them, it was recited by them to each other, and it was then written down and preserved from day one. From the moment the first time it was conveyed to them, it was preserved, and that has been preserved, and it has remained in that state without any change whatsoever till this present day. The Quran therefore is preserved in its spoken form with the Huffaz of the Quran, with those who memorize the Quran. And all Muslims memorize some part of the Quran or the other, because it is part of our worship. Without reciting the Quran in Arabic, in its original form, our worship is incomplete and it is invalid. The only rukhsa, the only permission is given to people who have newly entered Islam, or to little children who are still learning, that they say Subhanallah or something. But a normal prayer for the Muslim consists of recitation of the Quran, right? That is the main form of the prayer, main part of the prayer is the recitation of the Quran. And therefore every Muslim on the face of the earth, man or woman, young or old, knows something of the Quran. Then of course there are millions and millions of Huffaz of the Quran who have memorized the Quran completely from the first ayah to the last ayah. And so therefore the Quran is preserved in the spoken form. The Quran is also obviously preserved in the written form, because we have the Mushafs, we have the books, the Quran in a written form. And this is of course translated into practically every language on the face of the earth. But we are not talking about the translation, we are talking about the actual original Arabic. So that is also preserved in its written form. And then the Quran is preserved in the form that it is lived by. Alhamdulillah, the laws of the Quran, the laws of the Sharia, are the laws of Islam, and these are lived by Muslims, live by these laws, they practice these laws, and their life runs on the basis of these laws. The first and foremost of them is the form of prayer itself. Salah is done as per the law of the Sharia. It is not something which is invented by anybody. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us how to do it, and we do it the way he taught us to do it, not in our own way. The believers, therefore, we believe that the Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It came from him as speech without us saying how. He sent it down to his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam as revelation. We believers, we Muslims, we accept it as the absolute truth. We are certain that it is in truth the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, being the speech, it is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is not created. It is not among the creation. One of the creation of Allah is not the Quran. The Quran is the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not created, as for example is the speech of human beings, and anyone who hears it and claims that it is human speech. So therefore, if anyone who hears the Quran and claims that this is written or spoken by a human, whether it is Rasulullah or anybody else, or by anyone other than Allah, has become an unbeliever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns such people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that anyone who says that about the Quran has left Islam and has entered Jahannam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, threatens with the fire And those who say this is just human speech, we know for certain that it is the speech of the creator of mankind and everything, and it is totally unlike the speech of mankind. And this is in Surah Al-Muddathir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran in a way to suit His majesty and grace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and this is the ayah, Allah said, in hadha illa qawlul bashar sayuslihi saqar. This is nothing, people who say that, anyone who says this, this is nothing but the word of a human being. Allah said, I will cast him into the hellfire. Sa'uslihi saqar. So anyone who considers the Quran as the word of anyone other than Allah, or who considers it imperfect or in need of change, has left Islam. So today we have, may Allah protect us, there are some people who say that the Quran came 1400 years ago, it needs revision, it needs change, it needs to be updated, it needs to be modernized. All such people, if you are saying that without believing that, if you are just saying that, then this is something which is completely and totally ignorant speech, and you should immediately make istighfar and tawbah. You must seek Allah's forgiveness for this. If you are saying this because you believe that, then you have left Islam. You are no longer Muslim. Please re-enter Islam. This means also that anything that applies to you from Islam has become null and void. So you will have to re-enter Islam and do that before you die, because if you have this belief and if you die with that belief, then you have died without Islam. That is not something that lightly to be taken lightly. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Muddathir, whoever says, in hadha illa qawlul bashar sa'uslihi saqar. If somebody says this is nothing but the word of a human being, meaning that it is open to change, this, that should be changed, then Allah says, I will cast him into the hellfire. We ask Allah for protection from this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Quran a cure for what is in the hearts. It's a spiritual cure. It's a physical cure. He made it a clarification for everything, and He made it guidance and a mercy for the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we have sent down to you the book, the Quran, as an exposition, as an explanation of everything, a guidance, a mercy, and glad tidings for those who are Muslim, for those who have submitted themselves. It is obligatory that we believe in the Quran, as I mentioned to you, in every word of it, that it is the actual speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unaltered in any respect. We believe in everything in the Quran, whether we understand it or not. And this is very easy to understand, because believe me, we do this with many, many other things. You might read the instruction manual of your cell phone, and I bet, unless you are an expert in that area of technology, you will not understand everything in the book. But you believe in it. You say yes, because this has been written by an expert. So what about something which is spoken and which belongs to the creator of the heavens and the earth? Why would you not believe in it? So we believe in the Quran, in everything in it. Some of it we may not understand, but we believe that is true, and we believe that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in the Day of Judgment, we believe in Jannah, we believe in Jahannam, we believe in the Arsh, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Kursi, the footstool, we believe in the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we believe in His punishment. We believe in the Mi'raj, Isra wal Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when He ascended to the heavens. We believe in all the stories of the Anbiya, the prophets, which Allah has mentioned in the Quran. We believe in the saving of Isa alayhi salam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow him to be crucified, did not allow him to be killed, and that Allah raised him to Himself and He saved him, and that he will come back again. We believe in this. We believe in the creation of the universe by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we believe in everything in the Quran. Anyone who denies any aspect of the Quran, its words, its promises, its stories, its descriptions, or the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left Islam. Anyone who says that Jannah, Jahannam and all these are allegorical statements, these are not actual facts, these are not actually, it is not exactly as Allah has mentioned in the Quran, these are allegorical, these are just examples, or these are just things which are alluded to, illustrative, or anything like this, has exited Islam, that person is no longer a Muslim. Right? Now, I'm not saying this for you to point fingers at anybody. Look at yourself and say, am I a Muslim? Because that is the reason why Aqidah is so important. Aqidah is so critically important, because without Aqidah, you don't even know if you have left Islam. But believe me, if you have left Islam, you have left Islam. If you have entered Islam, you have entered Islam. Whether you left Islam without knowing, doesn't matter. That is the reason why in Islam, it is not permitted to joke about any of these things. If somebody jokingly says that, you know, the thought of Jannah and Jahannam is nice as a story, but we know the truth of it. Urdu mein sher hai, Allah rahim kare, I don't want to mention the name of the shair and so on. But the point I'm saying is that it is, if somebody even jokingly says this, the person has exited Islam, has committed kufr. So to reject anything from the Quran is kufr. We then have the iman in the messengers of Allah, and we have iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muslims believe that the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the anbiya and all the rusul, were sent to all, that Allah sent messengers to all people everywhere. And we believe this because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this, that he sent messengers to all people everywhere from time to time, as the message of the previous messenger was altered and changed. Allah said, وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنذِرٌ وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٍ. And the disbelievers say, why is not a sign sent down to him from his Rabb? Allah is saying to Prophet Sallam, you are only a warner, and to every people there is a guide. So Allah has said that he sent وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٍ. Allah has sent a guide to every qawm, to every people, every nation. A Muslim believes specifically in all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whose names he revealed in the Quran, or who we have been informed about by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. Allah said, the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam believes in what has been sent down to him from his Rabb, and so do the believers. The believers also believe that. Each one believes in Allah, his angels, his books, and his messengers. And they say, we make no distinction between one or another of his messengers. And they say, we hear and we obey, we seek your forgiveness, our Rabb, and to you is the return of everyone. The Quran mentions the following messengers and the following Anbiya and Rusul: Adam alayhi salam, Idris, Sheeth, Nuh, Hud, Saleh, Ibrahim, Ismail, Lut, Shu'aib, and that's 10. Then Ishaq, Yaqub, Yusuf, Ayyub, Yunus, Musa, Yusha, Dawood, Sulaiman, Maryam alayhi salam. She is not a messenger, but she is also mentioned, and she's a Siddiqa, so that is 20. Then Zakaria, Yahya, Isa, and Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayhim salam, for all of them, may peace be upon all of them, and that is 24 totally, including the mother of Isa, Maryam alayhi salam, or if you exclude her, then 23. The number of ulul azam minar rusul, there are some who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected. Now remember, we are not doing the selection. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. He says the messengers of strong will, the messengers of great value and virtue, and this does not this does not decrease the value and virtue of anybody else, but some Allah has selected, and this is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to select. And those ulul azam min ar-rusul, there are five that Allah has mentioned: Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the five of the greatest of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, فَاسْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ. Allah said, therefore, be patient, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as were patient the messengers of strong will, أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرَّسُولِ, and do not be in haste about the disbelievers, meaning don't be in a hurry that they should accept your message and so on. Be patient, because you are one of the ulul azam, and be patient as the ulul azam min of rusul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that some of these messengers had a higher status than others, but to give this status is a prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not for us human beings to be concerned with. Allah said, tilkar rusulu faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd, minhum man kallama Allahu وَرَفَعَ بَعْدَهُمْ دَرَجَاتِ وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. Allah said, those messengers, we preferred some to others, meaning we gave higher status to some over others. To some of them Allah spoke directly, others He raised to degrees of honor, and to Isa, the son of Maryam, we gave clear proof and evidence and supported him with Ruhul Qudus, which is the one of the names of Jibreel alayhi salam. We come to specifically Iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. This is part of our Aqidah, part of our Deen, without which a person cannot be a Muslim. The best of the and the highest of the ulul azam min ar-rusul is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the khatamun nabiyyin, he is the seal of the prophets, he is the imamul muttaqin wa imamul anbiya, he is the imam of the pious and imam of the messengers and prophets. He is the foremost amongst the children of Adam alayhi salam. He was the Imam of the Prophets when they gathered on the night of Isra wal Miraj in Jerusalem, and he led the Salah for them. And he is their speaker when they come in delegations. He is the Sahibul Maqam al Mahmood. Insha'Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him al Maqam al Mahmood on the Day of Judgment, for which he will be envied by people of the early and later generations. He is the possessor of the flag of praise, Alhamd. He is the possessor of Al-Hawd Al-Kawthar, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him, to which believers will flock. He is the intercessor for creation on the Day of Judgment. Allah will give him the Shafa'at. He is the owner of Al-Wasila Wal-Fadila, and the one with whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the best and the last of his books, the Quran al-Kareem, and ordained the best laws of his deen, and made his nation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best nation brought forth for the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this nation and said, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of people, and you have been sent and extracted for the benefit of people. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You enjoin good and you forbid evil, and you have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why we have the kalima tayyiba to enter Islam. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. I bear witness that there is nobody worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and the last and final of his messengers, after whom There is no other messenger. This is part of our aqidah. This is what we believe as Muslims. And without this belief, you cannot remain a Muslim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from shaitan and to save us from all forms of misguidance, whoever may be doing it. With this we finish today's class. We will look at further things to do with the aqidah, especially with Rasulullah sallam, in our next class. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.